Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Boko Haram militants have again attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, which is slated to be the new base of operations aimed at crushing the group. Reports from the city say fighters used rocket-propelled grenades in Tuesday's attack, but were unable to advance beyond the city limits. Later, a suicide bomber attacked a cattle market in Maiduguri. Initial reports said up to 20 people died in the explosion. The U.S. Embassy in Burundi says it continues to urge President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his attempt to run for a third term in office. The U.S. Embassy in Bujumbura says Mr. Nkurunziza's plans violate the agreement that ended years of violence in Burundi and could endanger the country's hard-earned stability. The U.S. Senate is holding a series of votes today to reform and restart the bulk collection of Americans' telephone records. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
The USA Freedom Act mandates the storage of phone logs by telecommunications companies rather than the National Security Agency. The Senate's Republican leadership wants to amend the bill to give it more startup time and secure assurances that, once in place, it works as intended. But any changes could torpedo the bill, seen as the last best chance to preserve what the Obama administration sees as vital national security programs. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the USA Freedom Act last month, and key members say an amended bill would not pass the chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
You can listen to more details on this story 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News.